What's up, everybody? You're listening to the What's On Your Mind podcast. I'm your host, Dre Emerson, and welcome back to the show. It is Friday. It's a chilly morning here in Charlotte. A little frost on the car when I got up this morning, but we're up and at 'em. On today's episode, we're talking some NFL teams, some stock up, stock down on them, some big momentum changes for some teams, so we're going to get into that. Some sports news from last night. The Dodgers beat the Giants 2-1 to advance to the championship series to face the Braves. Clutch Cody Bellinger got an RBI single in the top of the ninth to break the tie to take a 2-1 lead. The game ended on a controversial check swing, however. The pitch was by Max Scherzer, and his celebration was hilarious. You should have seen it. It was like the guy that did the bowling meme when he hit the strike or whatever, and he was just like, who do you think you are? Like, that was him. So, some other sports news. The Thursday night football game, the Tampa Bay Bucs beat the Eagles 28-22. It was more of a rout by Tampa Bay. They was getting anything they want offensively. Eagles made it a game late with some questionable calls by Bruce Arians, but Brady halted all that momentum the Eagles had with a game-sealing drive, and that was the end of that. So some quick news. On the next episode, I'm going to have a special guest to talk the Gruden situation with his resignation, the Washington football team probe, and, you know, what's to come of that, you know, if some more emails going to come out. We see they got Adam Schefter. He already cleared up that situation, but it's definitely going to be some more stuff that's probably going to come out over the weekend, so we're going to touch into that. Also, me and my guests, we're going to be talking the Kyrie media beef, his takes on the vaccine, and some more hot topics in the sports ethos. So all that's coming up on the next episode, but getting into the NFL stock up, stock down, we're going to kick it off with the Kansas City Chiefs. So Kansas City Chiefs stock is down on them. Their defense is playing like so bad right now. It's second to last in total yards. It's bottom five against the pass and the run. Daniel Sorensen is getting lost like every chunk play. Tyrann Mathieu is like, look at him, hands up all the time. Frank Clark hasn't really been giving his best production, and it seems like no more help is on the way, really. Your number one pick in last year, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, is down again with an injury. He's going to be down for some weeks, and the O-line haven't really been playing well together. Patrick Mahomes, he is pressing a lot. He's trying to make all these big plays, and the offense is fine. Like, the offense is good, but the defense is just so bad, and because it's so bad, like I said, Mahomes is pressing, and some of those like big plays we used to see them getting, they're becoming turnovers. So Broncos and the Chargers have improved in the division. The Raiders still have a decent team despite all the news that's going on with them. And so the days of Mahomes in trust, like Mahomes we trust, might be coming to an end. Like, he might not just be able to overcome this defense with that division getting better. So stock is down on the Kansas City Chiefs. Moving on to the next team, the Green Bay Packers. The Green Bay Packers, stock is down on them, surprisingly, for all you cheeseheads out there. Even though they won a nail-biter, I'm going to have to say the stock is down, just because a few things have transpired since the proclamation of the Last Dance season by Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams. The defense hasn't looked as sharp as it did last season. Your top corner in Jaire Alexander could be done for the season. I'm still waiting for news for that, but that's a big blow for Green Bay, who wasn't able to get Richard Sherman, who was a free agent. They wasn't able to get Stephen Gilmore, who was on the trade block. Kevin King is dog food for any offensive coordinator that's looking to make some big plays down the field. Like, he's just, like, bad. And now he is the top corner for them. So, it's looking really bad for the Green Bay defense, who was kind of struggling, like I said, haven't really been getting their best production. It's obviously Super Bowl or bust for this team, and they haven't really looked like a top five team so far from what I've seen. So, their sorry division will keep them alive, but I don't see them being as good as they were last year. So, stock is down right now on the Green Bay Packers. Next team, the hometown team here, Carolina Panthers, stock is down. The Panthers started off the season a hot going 3-0, but they fell to 3-2 since. They got back-to-back losses against the NFC East, which is surprising because everyone likes to say that NFC East sucks, but it's really just the Eagles, the Washington football team, and the Giants. The Cowboys do not suck, but we get into that later. It's hard to really gauge this Panthers team. They have a great defense, one of the best in the leagues across the board, but Sam Darnold, the question mark is still there. Is he going to be the new and improved Sam Darnold, or is he going to revert back to the Sam Darnold of old with the Jets? Because that's what he looked like against the Eagles, throwing all those picks. When you look at the games they won, two was against the Jets and the Texans. The other win being against Saints team that's kind of in transition with Jameis Winston. So the Saints win aside, the Jets and the Texans, they were kind of like easy wins for them, if we're being honest. Even though the Texans are playing competitive, some games, because I'm pretty sure they got blown out one game. And then you have Christian McCaffrey, health is a question mark, so his health will be pivotal to their success, but he hasn't been on the field, and the Panthers have just lost two in a row, so stock is down. Moving on to the next team, the Dallas Cowboys. I mentioned them in the before. Stock is up tremendously. How about them Cowboys? Yes, America's team is going all the way up right now. From a team that wasn't even picked to win the division, is now, in my humble opinion, a top five team in the whole NFL, not just the NFC East, the whole NFL. When you have Dak and Zeke both playing together and dominating like their rookie season, you have the recipe. When Dallas runs the ball more than they pass, they are 28-0. Over the past 3 weeks, where we saw an added extra attempt to run the ball, Dallas has become the second team in rushing and the number one offense in the NFL. Diggs still hasn't slowed down with another interception, and Dallas remains a top team in takeaways and first downs. Kellen Moore play calling has also been fabulous, so watch out for them boys, because stock is up. Next team, the Baltimore Ravens. Stock is up on the Baltimore Ravens. Did y'all see Lamar Jackson's performance the other night? 504 total offense, all from here. A career high in passing, 442 yards. So, yeah, he has like 62 yards on the floor ground. He had the best completion percentage in NFL history, too, with that 442 yards. Them losing running backs haven't slowed them down. They are now the sole leaders in their division. The defense will improve as the season progresses because John Harbaugh always has their defense playing hard. And Lamar is playing at an MVP level. Monday night was such a big win for their momentum moving forward. So stock is up. They got a big game against the Chargers coming up this weekend. So that's going to be a real litmus test kind of for both teams. Arizona Cardinals is the next team on the board. Stock is up, obviously, because they're the only team left unbeaten. I wasn't a fan of Cliff Kingsbury, but he has a team playing good. Kyler Murray looks like an MVP candidate, really probably the leading candidate right now. And the defense isn't great, but it is good enough with playmakers on that side, especially with Brian Murphy. And Buda Baker back there in that backfield. They also got some good wins on their schedule already with two division dubs against the LA and San Francisco. They got two big games coming soon, though, against the Browns this week and the Packers in 2 weeks. So those are really going to be two good tests for this up-and-coming Cardinals team. But since they are 5-0, stock is up right now. And they're really, right now, the number one team, not just because their record is 5-0, but they have been playing the best. And they have some of the best wins right now. So, number one team in NFL, stock is up. Seattle Seahawks, stock is down. Stock is down bad for the Seahawks as they have lost Russell Wilson for probably the next 4 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks potentially with his finger injury. Geno Smith played good in the minutes he played, but that defense is still horrendous. One of the worst in the league. They can't cover a soul. Bobby Wagner is really like the only good piece on that defense. Free my boy. There's no way that Geno and Pete Carroll can hold down the fort like the way Russ did. He covered a lot for that team. He made a lot out of nothing. He made a lot of big plays. So stock is down. And it might be a good time to just invest in that defense with the draft. So it's not looking really good. And not to mention that division is tough. So it might be that time to invest in the draft, you know. And our last team for today, the LA Chargers. I sigh because I have a friend. He's a big Chargers fan. He swears Chargers are the best team in the NFL, even though he was quiet all offseason. He didn't really want to do no talking. And even though my team, the Dallas Cowboys, beat them. But nevertheless, stock is up. Stock is up on the Chargers. It's hard to deny how crazy they have been. Brandon Staley got these boys playing. I love how Brandon Staley has been coaching too, going for it on fourth downs. They got three good wins in a row. They beat the Chiefs. They beat the Raiders. And then they beat the Browns in one of the best games of the day last week. It was a back-and-forth affair. They're well-rounded on both sides of the ball. And Justin Herbert, Jay Herbert, he's playing at a supreme level. It's hard to deny the young kid, you know what I'm saying? Like, he is phenomenal. I love watching him play, too. They just need to correct some mistakes here and there with some penalties. But this team has been legit. This team has been legit. Like I said, Ravens and Chargers play this weekend. That's probably going to be one of the best games, so watch out for that one. But for right now, stock is up on the Chargers. So that is all I got for you on today's episode of the What's On Your Mind podcast. Like I said, stay tuned for the next episode because we're going to have some real good talk with the Gruden situation and the Kyrie situation and some more hot topics in the sports ethos. This is Dre. As always, thank you for listening. Peace out. What's on your mind? 'Cause you've been acting different lately, girl. What's on your mind? Hey. I'm tired of arguing. I need to know what's on your mind.